How are we doing when it comes to loving our neighbor in the same way that we love ourselves? And particularly now, the big question is, in light of the fact that so many people listening are people who say that you are Christians, who are imitating Christ, who are imitating God in your loving, how many of you are loving your neighbor the same way you love yourself, the same way God says you should love your neighbor? Do you find that you have quite a few restrictions, some qualifications as to who your neighbor is? Do you see only certain colors of people who you genuinely consider your neighbor? Do you have only one gender, whether that one gender is male or that one gender is female? Only one gender of people is truly someone you consider your neighbor, people you consider your neighbor? Are there only certain social classes of people who you consider to truly be your neighbor? How do you know whether or not you have the right perspective of what a neighbor is? Fortunately, the Lord Jesus did not leave that to our imagination. He let us know. After saying to the man, "You have answered correctly, do this and you will live," he wanted to justify himself. The expert in the law, verse 29 lets us know, wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Justify himself. He wanted to declare himself right. But rather than just come out and say, "Hey, look, I'm good. He asked the question, "Who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead." Now get the picture, and I do mean this literally. Get the picture in your mind. This was a man who was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked by several robbers. These robbers took his clothes off of him. They stripped him of his clothes. They beat him. And they went away, leaving him half dead. They beat this man badly. And usually when a person is beat that badly, they look bad. They look like they've been beaten. This wasn't a situation where one of them, you know, two or three of them held the guy and another one gave him one solid punch to the gut and then they all walked off, they left. No, they beat him so badly that they left him half dead. The Lord Jesus making clear to us, this man was beaten viciously. He wasn't wearing clothes. They had stripped him of his clothes. He was a mess, half dead. So how much moving do you think he was doing when those robbers left him? A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. So it's pretty obvious this man wasn't doing much moving, if any moving. He had been beaten so badly. And these guys weren't afraid that the man who they avoided was going to harm them in any way. You know how it is. Sometimes we see a person who's in bad shape, and sometimes fear strikes our hearts, and we wonder what happened to this person. And we might start wondering if something bad is going to happen to us. Sometimes we look at that person and just the horror of what we're seeing. Even if we have no fear that it's going to happen to us, just the horror of what we're seeing can sometimes drive us to respond in ways that really just are not good. Such as with these two men. One came to the place, and of course this was after the robbers had left. Remember, Jesus said, after they had beaten him, they went away. So they had been gone for a while. The priest, coming down the road, saw the man pass by on the other side. He had left. Eventually, a Levite came to the place, saw the man, stripped of his clothes, beaten half to death. And he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, by the way, the point that Jesus makes in letting us know that the man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, he's making the point that this was a Jew. From Jerusalem, capital of Judah, to Jericho. This person was a Jew who had been attacked, stripped, and beaten half to death. A priest, a Jewish priest, happening going down the same road, saw the man pass by on the other side. A Jewish Levite saw this man who had been beaten half to death, stripped of his clothes. He passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. A Samaritan. And a lot of people know that Jews and Samaritans were bitter enemies. They looked down on each other. Each of them thought that they had the right idea about who the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, was. Each of them had the idea that their group, their community, was worshiping God properly and the other group was not. They really had a bitter, bitter animosity towards each other, those two groups. This Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the Jewish man was. He didn't just see him. He came to the man as he saw him lying there, beaten half to death, stripped of his clothes. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. Now, notice already, when he saw the man lying on the ground, he didn't pass by on the other side. He came to the man and looked closely enough and long enough that he had pity on this man who was part of the community that hated the community of which the Samaritan was a part of. Instead of gloating over what was happening to this Jewish man, instead of passing over insensitively by the other side, he took pity on the man. He had compassion on the man.